Unit 5, Track 2. Being culture smart. Even if you speak the language of a country fluently, you may still fail at having a conversation with a native speaker of it. This is a result of not being aware of the customs and etiquette of that culture. Every culture is unique with its own rules of behaviour. For instance, in most Asian cultures, you shouldn't open a present immediately. Otherwise, you may look greedy. However, it is exactly the opposite in European cultures, where you should open your gift right away. Surprisingly enough, it is considered rude to tip on good service in Japan, where just saying thank you to a waiter or waitress is enough. On the other hand, tipping is a must in the US. Queue jumpers who try to cut in line are never tolerated in England, but in some countries, it's perfectly normal. Even greeting may be a problem between people who don't share the same culture. When greeting a Japanese person, instead of shaking hands, you should bow. There are different business manners all around the world as well. If a Japanese person gives you a business card, you are expected to read it carefully before you put it in your pocket. This is a sign of respect. There are some other signs of respect in different cultures. To illustrate, a younger person may kiss an older person's hand and put it to his own forehead in Turkey. Table manners are also culture specific. Arabic people don't eat with their left hand, as the left hand is considered dirty in their beliefs. In China, they always leave some food on their plate. In terms of cross-cultural communication, body language may also cause misunderstandings. The thumbs up sign is seen as an insult in Bangladesh, while it is considered perfectly normal in most parts of the world. As you can see, you should be culture smart to avoid misunderstandings or embarrassment when you are in the presence of people from other cultures. Otherwise, we can find ourselves in embarrassing situations.